Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Down with the Ship. If I can speak, I'm Jeanette, Nutty Days 1221, and at Team Zara on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, and at Team Zara on Instagram. And once again, I am joined by my co-host Melissa.
Hello, here we are.
That was terrible. Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. A little tongue-tied. That happens. Sometimes your tongue just doesn't move with
My
your brain.
My tongue did not want to do it.
No, your tongue. Okay, continue. Your tongue and your brain were not in sync with each other, but that's okay. I'm Melissa, Queen of Damaris. Here we are for another week of Down with the Ship. Yep, that's the intro. Why am I doing the intro?
We're here. We're not. Apparently, we aren't here, guys. Apparently, we are not here. Apparently, we are physically in front of our computers.
I started saying the things I would normally say if I was introduced.
Yes, you did. All right. So, all right. I'll ask you because I already know the answer. What did you think of this week?
Oh my God.
It was a rough week for you.
It had some highs and lows. It was a rough, listen, my little Briston heart just did not really enjoy their scenes. I'll just say it that much, and I guess I'll get into it more.
I can
later.
Understand why.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad those didn't ruin your spring break now?
I know. Well, the Monday scenes, I technically was still on break then because I had to stay home with my daughter because she was sick and I had to miss work. But anyway,
but I'm just saying, you talked Tuesday, about how you really wanted
I know, because I was like one of the scenes during spring break. But Tuesday was the day that Brady and Kristen, I think, had the majority of those scenes together.
Yes, it was Tuesday.
Those were a little rough. But there, you know, there were some good things that happened in the week.
I am actually admittedly very excited for next week. I'm not excited. This week was okay. I'm admittedly very excited for next week for my spoilers, which I will get into at the end. But this week I was okay. It was okay. Didn't hate it. Didn't love it. I did feel like there was a little bit of too much of something, which I may or may not pick as my thing later. We'll see.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll just see. So getting into... So we were here last week, so we only have this week to recap, which right. I think we had a lot of the drug... This week, the drug aspect of the storyline and the baby swap kind of commingled.
Yeah, they did. They really did. There was those
because
two were kind
wasn't
of like... We
as
had the...
much about the whole drug operation. The only aspect yes. of it is Holly, but it really... I feel like it leaned more into the baby swap. It was like those two storylines married. Those two storylines
were a little bit married. Then there was what I'm going to call like the Constantine story, kind of, because there was like the stuff with Constantine and Maggie, and they had a couple things there. And then that kind of married into Xander and Sarah, which also still kind of marries into the drug story, but they were kind of...
And it marries into, like, the John and Marlena and Steve stuff, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying the Constantine stuff marries into that. I mean, so it's all kind of connected. And then there was the... And then the only thing that really wasn't connected that I can think of... I'm trying to think if there's anything else. The only two things I can think of... Well, there's only thing that I can really think of that wasn't connected was the one day of Jada, Everett, and Stephanie. Which really
yeah,
does
so
not
Yeah, so they're
connect.
Not connected... And Brady, Kristen, Alex, Therese is really not corrected. Connected.
The only thing is way it's connected is by tape.
Yeah, but he's really not the focus of what they're seeing. Well, a little bit, just because that's why Brady and Teresa are a little more joined at the hip. But I would say there's the triangles and quadrangles, and then there's the other stories that all kind of umbrella together a little bit. So
yeah,
I
would agree.
Let's maybe start with the Stephanie, Jada, Everett, because it seems like the smallest.
Yeah, bit. That's the smallest. And I think it was only on one day. I was trying to remember.
Yeah, it was.
So basically, what happened there is
Everett... We finally saw Everett again. Dave's finally remembered those characters existed.
Everett basically was like, he was kind of having a free... Stephanie and Everett were talking, and she's not dating him anymore at all. Like, she's not with him because she knows all that stuff.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They were just like talking, and he was like, "Thank you for talking to me. Thank you for being there for me," kind of thing. And she was just like, she was nice to him, and he was nice to her. Like, they just had a nice conversation. But then Jada saw them having this conversation.
Yeah, in the square, yeah.
And Everett left, and he ended up running into Marlena, which we'll get into in a minute. But Stephanie and Jada, like, had a massive conflict. Like, Jada, like, lost her crap on Stephanie. She's
She was like,
you're still being nice to this lying, cheating, you know. We all know he's conning you. He's not even, he remembers.
Yeah,
and then she, like, said... And she, like, then she, like, went on this tangent about Stephanie...
breaking up her marriage, yeah.
Breaking up her marriage, which was kind of interesting, because I, in the previous times we'd seen, we really didn't think she was blaming Steph. We thought she was just kind of telling Stephanie to get away. So it was an way that she kind of, like...
Well, yeah, because it's like, she knows that Stephanie had no idea, you know?
Yeah, she knows that Stephanie...
Everett or whoever she was dating at the time, well, Everett. He went by Everett. She's never known him as anything but Everett. She didn't know. And then, oh, you know what was kind of a little bit significant? She talked about how when Everett had brought up his father, I think it was his father, she said, we only talked about him once. And when we did, you kind of got, like, just stared off into space and got a faraway look in his eyes and didn't say anything else. And I was wondering to myself, ooh, was that, like, a personality shift? Like, because you know how everybody theorizes that he has DID and that Everett and Bobby are two different personalities? I'm like, oh, I wonder if this time that she talked about him, talking about his father somehow triggered the, you know, the personality switch. From one to another.
Maybe. That stuck out in my mind. That story is picking up again next week. That story, I think, has 3 spoilers next week. So, yeah. So anyway, so that was pretty much it. Like, Jada lost it, basically told her, you wrecked my marriage, and now you're still associating with him. And it felt very much like Jada and Stephanie were not going to be friends for a bit.
Yeah. It did feel like they're... I felt like their friend... Was their friendship anything that you'll miss? I don't know.
No, but there's a lot of people that... Well, I mean, I have to admit, they are friends, though. And that's not something we see on days.
No, I know.
So, in a way, yes, because we don't have any friends.
That's true. We don't have all the friends right now.
Yeah, and then... yeah, so, but that was all that happened with that story. That was literally it. And Everett, like, basically talked to Marlena, and she kind of convinced him to come in for some more sessions, like, too.
Yeah, she did.
He wasn't sure whether he wanted to come in for more, and she, like, basically just convinced him to, I think she pretty much just convinced him to come in for some more sessions. That was pretty much their entire conversation, as I remember.
Okay, so. Yeah. So that was just, you know... And then I would say the next storyline that was probably not overly significant was probably the stuff that had to do with, like, Alex, Kristen, Brady, and Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just basically where, once again, Days remembered that these characters existed because they were in the Everett and Stephanie, you know.
They were in that hole that Everett and Stephanie were in. You want to know something crazy, though? This is something I just have to say. Okay, so from Wednesday of last week until Wednesday of this week was all the same day.
Oh, my God.
Everybody was literally in the same clothing. That's how you can tell. Like, they were. It was literally all the same day until Thursday. Time did not pass.
That's what I'm saying. Like, time makes no sense there. Right? Because we're like, oh, the baby should be 6 months old. But then I'm thinking, but should they be? Because if a day takes a week, they're not as old as you think they are.
But didn't they acknowledge the holidays? So the time pass. A whole month passes in like a minute. And then they have one. We said we'll watch one day.
Yeah, exactly. No, I know. I know. It doesn't make any sense. That it's just not whatever. So anyway, so Days remembered they existed. And we see Kristen meeting up with Alex in the square, in the, you know, one of the restaurants, basically being like, hey, we need to kick up our plan, you know, a notch, like the time that we were all at the townhouse didn't really go our way type of thing. So they're kind of talking about that whole thing, just like, what are we going to do to make Brady and Teresa jealous? Brady and Teresa, meanwhile, were also in the square talking about Tate and the issues going on with Tate. And the fact that there's a restraining order, you know, against Tate from about Holly. And then with Kristen seeing Brady and Teresa together, she's like, okay, it's time to take our plan up a notch.
And she makes out with Alex.
Yeah, she proceeds to kiss Alex and they're kind of making out. Well, of course, Teresa and Brady see the kiss and they, you know, launch right over there. More so Teresa, and Brady just follows, launches right over there to be like, what the heck is going on? And so Alex and Kristen play into this whole, like, we're seeing each other now. We're like a thing. Like after,
but they said they've been seeing each other since like Valentine's Day.
No, she was talking about when he didn't propose on Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
Basically, it was since they left the townhouse. Remember when they were off John and Marlena's townhouse that time?
Yes.
And that was the last time we saw them. He tells Teresa, when we left the townhouse that day, her and I went and got a drink, and then one thing led to another, and
yeah,
you know. We started seeing each other and that they're a kind of a new relationship. And then of course, you know, Teresa launches into like, are you, you know, what are you thinking? Kristen,
Teresa wants Alex. Teresa was much more jealous of Alex than we saw the other way, unfortunately.
Oh yeah. Which I figured, I mean, I wasn't at all expecting Brady to all of a sudden do this like 180 and be jealous. He didn't like it though. He was very triggered by the whole thing, and Kristen goes after him and basically kind of toys with him a little about, you know, Alex being more successful than him and having the CEO job. But then also she brings up Rachel and she says, you know, I really like Alex, so who knows, maybe he'll be, you know, a good stepfather candidate for Rachel. And then Brady really doesn't like that at all, you know, that aspect of it, which is, it's kind of funny because Alex and him are related.
Yeah, Alex is his cousin.
But
Alex is his. No, wait a second. Because Isabella would have been Justin's cousin, right? Yeah.
So they're like cousins removed or whatever.
So there's like some removal there, but they're definitely cousins.
So basically, he didn't like that at all, and he launched into all this, you know, stuff about how, you know, she's purposely keeping Rachel from him, and it's always every time he's available she's conveniently not, and this and that. And so she kind of says, okay, you know, I will try harder, and why don't we set up a play date and this and that. And so that's kind of where they leave things on that day. But then the next day Teresa goes over to see Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen and Alex had kind of been like, stick to the plan, it's working kind of thing. And it's definitely working on Teresa. She goes over there, she's all like, you know, blah, blah, blah. They kind of get in real close to each other, you know. And then Alex basically is kind of like, no, this isn't a good idea, because she's like trying to kiss him or whatnot. And he's like, no. And so he kind of even texts Kristen and is like, no, I stuck to the plan. She's like really jealous, but I'm playing really hard to get. And so nothing ends up happening with Alex and Teresa. But then meanwhile, Brady goes over to the Demira mansion. Well, also Teresa had went over to the Demira mansion to kind of be like, give Kristen the business. Like, you know, what are you doing type of thing. And then Brady goes over there and it's again more of the same, like, he's yelling at her. What was he even yelling
at her? He's like basically saying, I don't know. He just was like, he didn't like that she hinted that Rachel could be his, he could be Rachel's stepdad.
Oh, when he goes over there, because he has scenes with Alex where he's like, what's your intentions? You've dated two women now. One was the mother of my son. One's the mother of my daughter. What's going on? You know, and he's just like, he's like, I don't have designs on being a stepdad to an 8-year-old girl. And so I think Brady goes over there to be like, you're completely wrong. He has no idea, you know, like this is not, he's not looking to be, you know, stepdad and all that. And then Kristen kind of shows her hand a little to Teresa and him, like, well, you know, of course, if we were back together and we were a family. And then she ends up kissing Brady and he just kind of like, you know, he was like, what the hell are you doing? And leaves.
Yeah, he just wasn't very nice to her that day either. He was like kind of a dick to her, you know.
He's never nice to her. He's never even civil to her, and he wonders why he's not seeing Rachel that much.
he wonders why he doesn't get to see Rachel enough, because after he's not civil to her, so.
No, he's not even civil. I mean, not even, like, nice. I wouldn't even, like, okay. I'm not even asking for nice. He's not even civil.
That's true. He's just mean. He's just was, like, mean as fuck to her.
Yeah, he really is. It's like, I wouldn't go out of my way to make a plan.
I know, I don't usually drop the F-bomb, but I did. And if he's mean as he was mean as fuck to her. There's no explanation for it other than that. That's exactly
no, what it but was. Like in that position, I wouldn't be bending over backwards for him to see his kid.
Neither would I. I'd be like, dude, like if you like make an effort to be nice to me and we'll talk about like, it.
Yeah, just
because like, they need to be civil to each other if they're gonna, you know, raise this. Well,
exactly, because every time they're around each other and they're in front of Rachel, that's all Rachel witnesses is how much he's constantly screaming at her mother.
And she ends up hating him even more and more and more, gradually.
But
more
then he
and
blames
more and more
Kristen
and, more.
And says, "You're turning her against me." Like she doesn't have to do that. He's doing that all on his own, in my opinion. Anyway,
he just doesn't see it.
No, he doesn't see it. So anyway, so that was really all that happened with them.
Yeah.
With at and least then with that, Brady and Teresa were on more. For the other storyline, for like the
with Tate.
Drug/baby.
The drug babies. The drug baby.
Even though it's not a drug baby, Jude's not a drug baby.
No, poor Jude's not a drug baby. He's just a blanket.
He's a blanket. He's a blanket baby. But yeah,
that's
drug
not
baby.
A baby. It doesn't move. Drug my mom. It's okay. My mom never watches Dates, and for some random reason, she recently watched it. And she said that it would be better if they'd wrapped a small dog up in a blanket, because at least it would wiggle. Like, at least it would wiggle. Like, that was her comment. So
imagine if they get its face on camera by accident.
That would be awesome. Hey, couldn't be any more ghetto than, like, Constantine holding that bundle last week. That was terrible.
Oh my gosh. Ay, ay, ay.
So, but anyway... So yeah, so
they could wrap up the Nicole mask.
But it doesn't move. She needs something to move. She wanted.
They could put the Nicole mask on a dog. I'm kidding.
Okay, so a Chihuahua in the Nicole mask is gonna be the babies now.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh jeez.
There you go. A Chihuahua in the Nicole mask. Is the new baby. Yeah.
I may have to make a gif of that just because it's too funny for words. Like, that would be a better baby than the Chihuahua and a Nicole mask. That might be the title of the episode.
There you go.
That might be the title of the episode. And people would be super confused. They'd be like, what the hell is this? But anyway, so I think that the next thing we should probably talk about is the Constantine, okay. John, and Steve stuff. And then we can transition that into the Xander, Sarah part. And then we can transition into the drug story.
Got it.
I just think that's the best progression
of things. I think you're right.
So the other thing we didn't talk about, and I don't know if you want to count this as part of the drug story, is the little tiny scenes with Tripp and Wendy. Do you think that we can count where like Kayla basically convinced him? Do you remember those at all?
I do remember. They're in the hospital. They're getting discharged. Stephanie comes to visit. They have presents that Joey
and
sent.
And Tripp is
somebody
like,
sent.
Yeah, and now Joey sent. And Tripp is like thinking that maybe him and Wendy should get married. And Kayla kind of talks him out of it. She's kind of like, not yet, maybe. Only because like she's like, you guys are under a lot of trauma and you need to see like... Is that really what you want to do? Like, yeah, he was thinking about it because of all the things that happened. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then it just didn't, like, that. And that was pretty much all that happened. They had some, like, nice presents. But I wouldn't really call that part of the drug story because they're really not in it
not
anymore.
Really.
That's why I thought it's kind of
over. It's kind
of. It was just that
over.
One day and that one little bit. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So then, on to the part I just said. So, on one day. John basically now knows he killed or thinks he killed Katerina.
Yeah.
Constantine's daughter, Katerina. And basically, so Constantine is upset, you know, so Constantine has been kind of vengeful about that. But John goes over there and he's going to go to Greece and like he wants to go to Greece and face charges for it. And he goes over there and he talks to Constantine and Maggie's there. And we all know that Constantine only said the things he basically said, it's over, let's let it go. It's time to let it go kind of thing, you know, like, But Constantine said those things, but we all think he said them because Maggie was there. Like, he's not really over what happened.
Or he's got been... some sort of, like, ulterior motive or plan, too, is what I'm thinking. Like, because yeah, he can he's control John with that pawn card, and maybe I'm thinking he wants to get his revenge another way. Not...
He wants... But, yeah, but... so he tells John not to go to... Don't go to Greece. Don't confess. There's no. It's not worth it. It's over it. Let's let it go, right? And so then John is like kind of accepting of that. Like he leaves basically.
At he that is. Point. He kind of it quells him a little bit, but you know he's still struggling.
He's still thinking he should. He's still struggling. He's still struggling with what he did, but at least he's not gonna go to Greece and like turn himself in.
Yeah.
So basically then. Earlier in the week, Constantine had also had some scenes with Maggie too, where he was like kind of just doing his normal like rubbing up on Maggie, trying to get you know Maggie to like him. And simultaneously to that, Sarah is trying to convince Xander that. Maybe Constantine's not as bad as he thinks he is. Basically, you know, she tries to kind of like, she kind of pulls the card on him of, oh, well, you know, everybody deserves a second chance. You've had second chances, so why don't you give Constantine one? And the only reason that she wants this is because she thinks that Constantine makes Maggie happy, and she's trying to like make her mom not be, she knows how upset her mom is about Victor, and she's just trying to basically... You know what I mean? She's just trying to basically get her mom, like, just leave it alone, let Constantine be there. He's not hurting anything. It's kind of Sarah's argument. She doesn't really like him either, but she's like, well, you know, can we not? Maybe we can need to give him the benefit of a doubt. He lost a kid, the whole bit. Okay? So that was pretty much their scenes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, Xander was on one more time, more related to the drug story, though.
Yeah.
But that was pretty much all that the Xander and Sarah scenes were, is like, she basically tried to convince him, but he was like, no, look, he's like, I have some sort of gut feeling that this guy's real bad. He was not buying it at all. He, like, wouldn't budge on it.
Yeah, he definitely had his, like, he wasn't gonna buy it. Like,
and then...
I think he sees there's more going on there.
I feel like with him and Steve, it's kind of interesting because both him and Steve seem to really see through Constantine. And that's kind of an interesting thing because both of them have been kind of those bad guys before themselves. So maybe they takes one to know one. Like they recognize, no, this guy's not better. This guy's still doing this shit. Like he's here. He tried to convince Sarah. True. He's like, look, no, he still works for the Greek mob. He's still like we need to watch out for him, and
that's
so
true.
Kind of,
that's true.
So that was pretty much, but that was pretty much all Xander and Sarah scenes, except for the Xander then left.
At the very end,
he talked about how with Sarah, he talked about how he had decided that the cops weren't going to help him get himself out of the charges, and he has to get himself out of the charges, and so he's going to start trying to figure it out himself. He's going to start trying to figure out a way to get himself out of these charges. Because right now, he's on bail, but that doesn't mean...
He's still supposed to be facing charges for that. So he goes and sees Harris, right?
So then the next day, he goes and sees Harris, which is more tied to the drug story, but I think we'll start there. So he goes to see Harris. After he talks to Sarah and decides he's going to do his own investigation, he goes to see Harris. Now... the scenes with Harris were some of the most interesting scenes of the week for me, and I'm not going to comment on people's acting, but I am going to say I felt there was a glaring difference in it's the style of the actors. I don't even think it's bad acting one way or the other. It's just Paul is a very passionate, very animated actor, and Steve Burton is a very flat actor, and I felt like that it was like, I don't know, it was just a weird combination.
Do you know what's like really weird that whole day? What day of the week was that? Was that Wednesday?
It was Wednesday.
Okay. I felt like that whole episode, most of the actors kept pausing.
Mm-hmm.
It's between their lines. And I'm like, did they, was there a director on set that day that kept telling them all to pause more or to slow down or something? Because I'm like, I was watching it from scene to scene and I'm like, why?
And it was a lot of them.
Like, why is everybody pausing so much? The person doing it the least was Paul. I only caught Paul do it like once, maybe, you know?
Yeah, and the thing is, I think that it's just funny. Those scenes were strange to me because I felt like, okay, I'll be honest. I felt like Xander was like trying to, I don't know. I felt like Paul was trying really hard to get something out of Steve Burton and Steve Burton was giving him nothing.
And it wasn't even just those scenes. It was like everybody's scenes that whole day.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't know. It just ran through my mind. I'm like, why is there so much pausing today? Like William Shatner directed this episode or something.
William Shatner is a good friend of Paul's, but he's not. And I don't think he showed up to direct that day. But anywho, so yeah. So basically, Harrison. It was a thing. It was really a thing. But then Harrison, so Xander starts off those scenes by saying like, oh, you gonna let me in or you think I'm gonna shoot you? And Harris immediately lets him in and is very like nonchalant.
Oh, yeah, he pours him a drink.
He pours him a drink. Really? Well, Xander gives him just his entire business and he's gonna go. And then Harris is like, no, stay and have a drink with me.
And then he's like, why would you have a drink with someone you think shot you, you know?
And the thing is, I think that those scenes were maybe more important than people realize because they were very bland, but they were. Why I think they were more important than people realize is I think that there was a couple cues to me that Xander might have suspected that Harris wasn't telling him something. Like, there was just a couple different places in there I was like, where Xander kind of did, like, little takes and stuff that made me think.
Okay.
He figured out that Harris knows more than Harris does remember, and he's just not telling anybody. Or something, at least to some, you know what I mean? He has some idea that Harris is
hiding. That's something. Something's going on.
So, yeah. So, but nothing really happens there. They just sort of have like a little tete-a-tete. And then he basically, Xander leaves it at, why would you do this with me? You know, like, and he does tell him that he will do anything to stay with Sarah and Victoria. He does tell him that. He tells him, I will do whatever I have to do to prove my innocence so I can stay with Sarah and Victoria.
Yeah.
So Harris is now probably a little bit worried, you know, that his plan might fail. So, but that's pretty much all that happens there. And then the rest of the drug story
the rest of it kind of morphs into the baby story because we're finally back to stuff that focuses more around baby Jude and the baby swap because we're approaching the baby Jude christening, which we know is being. The christening ceremony, of course, is at the church, and then the party is being thrown at the Dare Mansion.
I did think one thing
Nicole.
That was weird about the whole thing is I thought it was really strange that Steve wasn't at the christening, but then he showed up. He was at the party. Like
he was at the party. I was like, was he at the christening? I can't remember.
He was not at the christening.
But then, but Teresa was at the christening, but not the party. But she explained that.
Yeah, but.
Well, I was just kind of like, where's Kayla? Why did they bring Steve and no Kayla?
So, if you didn't see it, Mary Beth talked about on her Instagram that her baby grandbaby was born around this time. And so some of the stuff she was not able to film that she was supposed to because there will be a glaring absence of Kayla in a few scenes. And she, I think she was referring to the christening because it seemed very strange that Steve came and not Kayla. Maybe she was working at the hospital. Maybe she couldn't get out of her shift at the hospital.
I mean, that's the one thing. Like when your job is a doctor, it is pretty easy to explain why you might miss an event, you know?
Yeah, like because you have I have a mandatory shift at the hospital. I can't get out of it.
But isn't she the chief of staff?
She is the chief of staff, so it'd be pretty hard for her to have a mandatory shift at the hospital.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
Sarah having a mandatory shift at the hospital or Tripp having a mandatory shift at the hospital, okay, sure, you know?
Yeah, but whatever. So anyway, or maybe she needs a cover for somebody. Somebody's out sick. She had to cover a shift or something.
Sarah had to go pick up Xander, had to go screw Xander, so she
had to pick up, or Tripp's in the hospital, so she's had to pick up these.
Well, Tripp is in the hospital, so one of the other doctors is around. But anyway, so the Jude christening started. So one day I remember the day before the christening, there was those scenes with Eric and Marlena.
Yes.
Ugh. I know those scenes were the, I'll be honest, I know people were really excited. Some people, a certain group of people are really excited about those scenes. They are not for me.
No. Oh my God. But that is really not for you.
No, that was really not for me. I do not do Eric.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
If I was being 100% honest, my low point for the entire week, this week could be too much Eric. It's not going to be, but it could be.
I know. I'm debating on saying something funny, but it's kind of funny, but maybe it's kind of insulting. So I'm like, maybe I shouldn't say.
What were you going to say?
Somebody messaged me that hadn't been watching Days in a lot of years and said that they had caught that episode. And they said, I see that that certain actor still uses the same whisper style of acting.
Oh.
Hopefully.
He does. It's true. Yeah. Not my...
It is kind of a whisper style, but...
It's his style. I mean, it's if that's his style, it's your style, you know?
Yeah,
it's just, I don't care for Eric. I find Eric to be a sanctimonious butthead. And I'll be honest, I really did... I felt like there was way too much Eric this week. But anywho, so... second half of the week was a real struggle because of that. But anyway, so... yeah, there were these scenes with Eric and Marlena where she basically, like, Sloane was upset about the christening, and I think Marlena and him talked about that pretty much, right?
Yeah. Did we have two different Sloanes on this week, too?
Yes, we did. We had two different Sloanes on this week.
The Tale of Two Sloanes.
Next week, we're going to have two.
That could have been a good title, too. Look at this. We have all
the Tale of Two Sloanes.
But I still like Chihuahua in a Nicole mask.
Chihuahua in a Nicole mask?
It's still got to be the winner.
I think that one would be the most what the... But anyway.
Tale of Two Sloanes, people might not listen.
Yeah, they might not listen. But anyway, so there's two Sloanes. Yeah, because there's the Sloane, because it's Jessica for the first part of the week, and then the second part of the week with the christening, it is
back to the other girl, yeah.
Natasha. Which next week we're gonna have two actors on for somebody else. And it's gonna be the last time we ever have the other one. It's really sad.
So
but anyway, we'll get into that at the end. But anyway, so so Tate. So what was going on with Teresa and Tate and Brady first?
She went to visit him. Nothing really movement wise. Just, you know, he was reading his journal and narrating his thoughts, but none of it was any new information.
Holly was like talking to Nicole about
Holly's kind of trying mopey. She's trying to tell Nicole, but she's afraid. She's a 16-year-old girl who messed up big time. And she's afraid.
She's 17, but yes, she messed up big time. She's a 17-year-old girl who messed up very, very badly, and she knows that she messed up very, very badly. And she's trying to tell her mom, but and I do feel like Nicole is deflecting her a lot. And people are saying, well, Nicole's not being very in character. And I've been seeing a lot of people saying they want the real Nicole back. I'm like, wait a second. Nicole knows what Holly did. She just doesn't want to hear it. She's afraid to hear that Holly might have taken those drugs on her own.
And why is that out of character for Nicole?
I don't think it is at all. But there's a lot of people saying, oh, well, I would like the real Nicole back. I've been seeing that constantly on Twitter. And I'm like, but she's not. I mean, I've even seen it from not just the normal, like, people. I've been seeing people say they hope that Nicole gets her personality back before she leaves and stuff like that. And I'm like, she's not.
Well, she hasn't been, like, the old Nicole in many, many years. So why suddenly? It has nothing to do with anything recent.
I don't really understand what their complaint is. I was trying to figure it out myself, but I saw it so many times. And I was like, what is this? Like, what is people seeing that I'm not seeing here? But basically, so Nicole is still holding, but I think Sloane didn't want Nicole to hold the baby shower. She was, or not the baby party. She was kind of like, or baby christening. She was like,
yeah, she kind of tells Eric, like, I'm so still not comfortable with this whole thing. All I can think of is when she, you know, kidnapped my baby because she thought it was her own, which is so hypocritical because we know that Sloane actually kidnapped that baby and it is Nicole's baby.
it is Nicole's baby, but you know,
I was like, oh my gosh,
Sloane doesn't,
yikes. And then there's Leo there, and Leo has his moment of like, he's almost gonna tell. They just wanted to do a teaser that the whole baby swap would come
but
out,
then but they end up like happened. Making a then they end up like being there, he ends up not doing anything, he ends
no,
up not doing
he
anything.
Says like, I just want to let everybody know that your picture might appear in the paper type of thing, and it's like really awkward and weird
because he doesn't he
Roman,
was gonna tell and then
the
he like grew
line
a different...
of the whole week when Roman like whispers in and be like, why did he get invited?
Yeah, why is he here?
Why
yeah.
is he why is he invited? I agree, Roman, I agree.
He's invited because he inserted himself because of his blackmailing Sloane.
And we as fans know that, but I thought it was a funny line because from the outside, if you were part of that circle of Salemites, like you'd be looking at Leo like, why is he invited?
Yeah, why is he invited?
Why is he invited? That was just, I just thought that that line actually made me laugh.
Yeah.
Roman and Kate were on too, and it was really weird because why did they even have Kate on and then not let her go to the party? Like, she was like helping the caterers because he had someone like, right? Was he, mm-hmm. was Kate on and not at the party, or was she just not on? Maybe she was just not on. I don't know.
Kate was on.
She was on, but she didn't come to the party. Yeah, that was what but I she thought.
Cayman was on. I only know that because my Cayman
like
friend told me Cayman was on. I don't actually remember what, I'm going to be honest, I don't remember what happened, but my
no,
Cayman
Kate
friend told
goes,
me Cayman was on.
Because I saw somebody tweet like, wait, Kate had to help with the caterers in the beginning and missed the christening, and then Kate had to help with pack the leftovers and missed the party. she was only at like the scenes before they even mm-hmm. went. Because he, like, there was like scenes at the pub and Roman was giving Brady a pep talk about, you know, his parenting and all that. And, because Brady feels like a bad parent because he is one, but you know, I digress.
We all digress. Who knows anymore? But yeah, you think you're right. I think Kate wasn't, as she was on, but then she wasn't at the actual party.
She wasn't at any of the actual event.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
So then
they
were all
on and then not have her at the event.
Yeah, but basically all that happened, the baby got christened, and then Holly at the very end. Well, she told Eric
she
that
did.
It was her.
She's just feeling so guilty. And she told Eric in the church that she knows for 100% that, you know, it wasn't Tate because it was her drugs. And he said he'd keep her secret, but he was like really kind of imploring her to like, okay, tell your parents, you know, like even if Tate says not to say anything, do you think this is really what Tate wants? You think he really wants to be, you know, like in a halfway
house prison.
And facing prison charges or this or that? And so then at the party, Holly keeps swiping champagne.
Mm-hmm. Which is great because she's...
She keeps swiping champagne. So I think she's had a little bit and she tries to call
Kate.
And
we've seen the preview. We've seen what happens in the preview. Have you seen the promo?
Well, yeah. I remember the part where Brady's yelling at her.
Yeah, well, because she...
I'm like, there's Brady yelling at someone again.
Well, she tells everybody. She bursts it out.
Yeah, but she did that at the end of today, right?
Yeah, she bursts out that it was her. At the very end of today, after she gets, like, drunk, basically.
Yeah.
She bursts out that they were her drugs and not Tate's.
They were her drugs, yeah. And that was the cliffhanger. So I don't know if we forgot anything.
I feel like we probably did, but at this point, I don't know what it is. I feel like there might have been Johnny and Chanel. I can't remember if there was Johnny and Chanel. I don't think so. Or Paulina. Those are the two things I can't remember if there were.
Well, I don't think so.
Okay, I know that they're on next week because they're in the preview. Donnie and Chanel are.
Okay, yes. I don't think they were on this week. And then there was little things here and there, like where Melinda and Leo and Sloane had scenes and they were like, what the heck were you thinking? Why were you gonna, you know, open your mouth? And
yeah. Now, I don't know if you saw the interview with what's her name that plays Melinda. She basically said in an interview that ultimately we'll see. Basically, she basically spoiled that we'll ultimately see Leo. We'll ultimately see now Melinda's gonna flip sides and decide she doesn't want to deal with the blackmailing anymore and try to convince Sloane to come clean.
Oh, okay.
So she's gonna go the opposite direction now. Because she's tired of being blackmailed by Leo. So anyway. So I think we caught everything. All right. So do you want to talk? We need to do our segments. What?
Yes.
Did you have a performer of this week?
I did have a performer this week. I chose, and I don't really know how to say her last name, so that might give away who I chose. Ashley.
I have no idea how to say her last name. It's like Cosmos.
Pozlimos or something. I don't know. I don't know how to say
it. Yeah, I don't know how you say it.
My apologies. The young lady who plays Holly. I think she really does a good job.
I do think so, too.
I think she's really, really good. I think they found some gold with that one.
It's unfortunate because I do think, as we're going to discuss in a little bit, I do think that her and him are both very good.
And I'm very worried
to see how much the dynamic's going to change now that we have a different take.
I know, I am too. But I really like her. I think she just really does a good job. She reminds me a little bit of like a Sammy from back in the day.
And more than that, I was going to say, she reminds me more of a Sammy than a Nicole. I've said that in the beginning.
She reminds me of a Sammy, and I just, like, I think she keeps things interesting, and I think Ashley does a great job portraying her. And I thought she did a good job this week with how conflicted Holly was over the lie. You know, but at the same time, she's still kind of that little bad girl swiping the champagne, and you know what I mean? Like, and I like that they're keeping it that way. They're not making her this like wholesome teen or whatever. Like, maybe she
her drug thing did not stop her from drinking.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe she learned her lesson, but did she completely learn her lesson? I don't know. She's lying. She's swiping the champagne. Like I said, she reminds me of a Sammy, you know?
Yeah, she's a little bit more of a Sammy than a... I think even then in Nicole,
Nicole was no good girl either, though. So, you know.
No.
But no, interesting. So that's who I chose. What about you? Did you have a performer of the week?
Oh. I was honestly thinking of Ashley, so I don't really know.
Oh, funny. Nice stories.
That was really the only person that I thought was like...
Okay, well then...
She's the only person I thought was like really, really good. There was other people I thought were okay.
I thought Drake was good again this week, but I picked him last week.
Yeah, he was okay. He was good. Like I said, I had thought of Ashley, but...
Okay.
You know.
All right, well, we'll just both go.
I didn't really have a backup, so I don't
remember. Uh-oh, I know. It was one of those weeks. I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you have any scenes of the week?
I think scenes of the week for me was definitely Alex and Kristen. I think they have
we're really in trouble because that was my scene of the week too. That was the only scene this week I thought was actually like worth picking. So we are in really big trouble. I kind of suspected you'd pick it though, and I was like, I don't know what to pick. I've been like trying to think of something to pick, like. I was like maybe she'll surprise me and not pick that.
No, I think they have such a fun dynamic, and fans are noticing. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, people are definitely noticing that they have a fun dynamic.
They do, and I think people realize like they don't seem like something that would ever be long term, but I've seen a lot of people kind of hoping that maybe it turns into a little fling or something, like, you know, something. They want to see like some kind of something go on before it's all, you know.
Yep. Some kind of something go on before it's all like,
you know, because we know how Alex is. I mean, he's had lots of little, he had a little tryst with Sloane at one point, he had a little tryst with Gwen at one point. It feels like they move him through things quickly, you know? I mean, even Stephanie, who was like a longer thing for him in the long and short of, if you think of how long Alex has been on the show, he's moved through a lot of women, which is supposed to be his character in a way.
Yeah. But I still think that Alex and Kristen have a really fun dynamic. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing it be more than just a, I mean, like, I know it's not going to be, but I wouldn't mind seeing it be more than that. I'll be honest. I know
I've seen a lot of people say that.
Like, and the age thing doesn't bother me. And the thing is I saw somebody say, well, what if Alex wants children in like a few years? I'm like, okay, guys, are we really thinking that Alex is the type of guy that wants a little kid?
Gosh. You know, the line that the writers wrote when Kristen like kind of taunts Brady and said something about like maybe they would give Rachel a brother or sister. I'm like, why did they write that?
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but I love Stacey, and you know that, but she's beyond her childbearing years, and she should stay that way. Rachel was already
I mean, I'm younger, and I would never in a million years want to be able to, like, it, you know, I have two children. Now I'm of a certain age where it's like, you know,
little kids are tired. Can you imagine, honestly, chasing a small child around, like a baby around right now?
No, and you're younger than her. So. Like, exactly. So I'm just like, yeah, I was just like, why did they write that? But anyway, but yeah, they have a really fun dynamic, and I think people are liking it. And yes, I haven't really seen people, one or two that I've seen call out like that, ooh, she's too old or whatever for him. But, you know, I mean, I haven't really seen a whole lot of that either.
No, me neither. I was afraid of it, I'll be honest, when I was getting inklings of it. But I do actually think it's doing, I really do think that people are liking those two.
I think so too. So it'll be interesting. Okay, so I won't be able to steal your high point because I didn't come up with one.
Okay, well, my high point was, and it's like literally takes 10 seconds and it's like just a personal thing. My only high point that I could come up with was I was happy that we're finally maybe getting to where Xander's going to try to start to clear himself, which Paul mentioned in an article months ago.
Okay.
So I was very happy that we're finally, it seems like that story is finally
we're getting there.
Okay. So that's my only high point, and it's not really even a high point for now. It's just a high point of, oh, yay, it looks like we're finally actually, you know.
We're headed in that direction.
There might be some movement here. There might be some movement.
Well, that's
here.
The overall thing. There's not a lot of movement with a whole lot of things. But anyway.
Yeah. So anyway.
What about a low point? I did come up with one of those.
I figure you have a low point. So why don't you go first and then I'll go. Because I have a couple things I could say.
Okay. So my low point is the amount of yelling that they have Brady do.
And is it, like, it's questionable, like, it's just so bad. Like, he yells at Kristen constantly. He yells at everybody, though. He doesn't even just yell at Kristen.
That's what I mean. It's
everybody.
Not just, he yells at her the most. Hands down the most. He yells at her the most. But it's like, in the promo, he's yelling at Holly. And listen, I get why he'd be upset with Holly over everything that happened. But she is a teenage girl. Like, he
and
doesn't have
like,
to come in
he's, like,
so
in her
hot.
Face screaming at her.
Yeah, like, you know, like, really yelling. Like, okay, maybe I get you're angry, but anger doesn't always have to be a full-on, like, yell, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's how he is with Kristen. He's constantly kind of, like, yelling at her, just so aggressively, like, and I'm the whole time I kept thinking, I'm like, why? What would be her motivation? She has sole custody. She doesn't have to do jack nothing as far as getting Rachel and him together. What would be her motivation to do so when he's constantly yelling at her? And that's the constant, mm-hmm. you know, that Rachel would see. So I'm just like, I don't know. And I'm not sure if that's in the script that he's supposed to be yelling or what, but it's like, I don't remember Brady ever being the type that was constantly yelling, and especially at women.
Yeah, and he is. He's been yelling at women a lot lately.
Yeah.
So it's just not a very, good look for him.
Yeah, I mean, like, you don't see John going around yelling at women all the time.
Mm-hmm. My biggest low point this week is Rude, so I have to try to come up with something else. It is not too much Eric, though. There is too much Eric, but that's just that's a personal, thing.
It's
I don't care for
personal,
Eric.
I know.
But that is actually that's not an actual low point. My actual low point is, and this is going to sound really rude, and I hope it's not too rude, is that I wish that we had seen Harris actually looking guilty or like us feeling like, because I think he's supposed to be, I think he's supposed to be feeling guilty about this whole thing, but he wasn't giving that emotion at all. It was just very, oh yes, we're going to have these drinks and that's going to be it. Yeah. Like I just needed him to give us. I really do think that the idea is he was supposed to be guilty about what he was, you know, yeah, doing.
But it just,
but I didn't, I was missing that completely. But and I understand, and I will say, I understand. I have watched a lot more of Steve Burton than you have over the years. That has always been Steve Burton's acting style. It's just the way he is. He's a very flat style, and it's not necessarily bad. He just isn't a very emotional actor. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, he just isn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I just felt like in those specific scenes, like, and I also even kind of felt it a little bit in the ones with Sarah too before, he's just not showing. I feel like we're supposed to be seeing like a guilt from him that is not, like, they're supposed to be in the scenes, but it's just not translating.
Maybe you just want him to have a guilt.
I don't think so, because I think that like a couple different times it's been supposed to be that person. I don't know. It just wasn't doing it for me. I just really needed him to give that, and he didn't.
Yeah.
So anyway, what did you have? I do have a down ship. I was trying to think of a down ship.
Do we usually do down first though, right?
We usually do up first.
No, I thought
we usually do down first. We usually do down first.
Usually
I do have a down
ship. End on the positive
one. I have a down ship that I've never said before, and they're not even like, it's not even like something, it's just something I thought of for this week. So.
Okay, go ahead.
It's not that they're going down. It's I'm not into it at all. I really, really, really am bothered by, like, I do not like how slimy Constantine is being with Maggie. Like, I want him to stop behaving the way he is. Like, that ship is gross, because he is clearly playing her. He just wants her money, and I'm tired of him. Like, I'm tired of Maggie, who's a very intelligent person, being so stupidly snowballed by that slime bug.
Yeah.
Just saying. So that I had to go with that. And I noticed it a lot this week, because she was like very, when he was talking to John, and I was just like, no, thank you. Please, no. And I do think that it's probably going there to some extent. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. I picked for ship that I don't necessarily think they're going down at this moment. And it's not that I'm not down with them personally. I'm kind of neutral on them. I was thinking about EJ and Nicole and how, like, they're really not the story, obviously.
No.
And so I'm if you were an EJ and Nicole fan, I'd be kind of disappointed in,
like, how much they're not the story.
Yeah.
I mean, we have Nicole's daughter telling Eric stuff. Everything about it is just
Eric, who kills her father.
Eric, who literally murdered her. Well, he didn't murder him, but he killed him.
I know, but she's always had like a close relationship with Eric, so.
But I mean, they're so obviously playing to the Sloan, or not Sloan. They're so obviously not playing Sloan and Eric, and they're so obviously not playing
EJ. Exactly, and so yeah. They're not playing.
We can all see where the story was going. We don't know where it's going now, but we can all see where the story was going.
Was going, exactly. So interesting, yeah. And I think Sloan and Eric are kind of in the same boat, except for I don't think of them as having probably as much of a fan base, because they're, you know, Sloan is obviously
EJ and Nicole do have a fan base.
They do, exactly. And so I'm thinking to myself, like, ugh, if I was like an EJ and Nicole fan, I would really not.
I have felt that way like several times.
Like, you know, you're the raisin brand.
You know, you're the raisin brand, and you know it's going this way. But yeah, so I can see why you say that. So anyway,
I was like, I kind of feel bad.
Do you have a ship that you're down with? Because I really didn't. Maybe Kralix. I could say Kralix. Yeah, I was down with Kralix.
I was down with them too.
Yep, I was down with Kralix.
I'd like to see them make out again, I'll be honest.
Me too. I was down with Kralix. I thought it was, and I especially thought their banter at the very beginning of the episode, of the first episode on Monday, was hysterical.
Yeah, there was some funny. I did get some.
I was cracking up
to like put on my Instagram story because there was like a line where he's talking about like, you know, she was smart. She's, you know, she's fun. She's smart. You know, sexy and all this stuff. And then the next day she was talking about Alex, and then she was just like to Teresa, she was taunting Teresa a little bit, and she's like this and that about Alex, and she's like, oh, and those abs, you know. And I had a laugh because, you know, like every, you know, obviously every other picture Rob posts is of his abs.
He's very impressed. He's very proud of those abs.
I mean, listen.
What's funny is that they show Xander shirtless more often, but Paul does not. I mean, he posts his thirst trap pictures that are obviously like professionally taken.
Yeah.
He really, when he posts pictures of himself, he's usually wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
Like, he's not like Rob, where Rob is like, I mean, yeah. Xander's the shirtless one on screen, and they have shown Rob shirtless on screen.
Listen, he might as well put a Christmas bow on those abs, because he's definitely
very proud of his abs.
Well, listen, you know what? I mean, he works hard on those abs.
You don't realize how hard that they work to look like that.
They do look good. Listen, they do look good. So I'm not making fun of the man at all. But I will say that line was funny. And then that whole part where Teresa's like listing all of like Kristen's crimes, and he's like, nobody's perfect.
Yeah, he was just very,
they had some funny, yeah. Really everything I enjoyed about Kristen had more to do with Alex than Brady, which is really sad coming from me.
It is really sad coming from you.
Really,
it makes
really,
me sad
really
for
sad.
You. It makes me very sad for
I'm
you.
I'm really sad for me too. I was like, I told you, I'm just like, that was a bitter pill to swallow this week.
She was in a funk this week, guys. We had Melissa was in a real bad funk. So
I was in a funk because I'm just like, oh my gosh. I was like, I've loved Brady and Kristen forever, and I've always wanted them. And I even went to, you know, the Star Image.
And it's like something you said to me during this week, which was totally unrelated to what you said to me prior to this podcast. You said to me in a message that Brady and Kristen for you was always about the push and the pull, and it's all just the push now.
Yeah, it's been a lot of push,
a lot of push and no pull.
I don't know, do the writers realize that the dynamic has to be push and pull in order for it to stay compelling? It can't just be push, shove, you know?
Yeah, I'm
starting to feel beat up, right? I'm definitely starting to feel beat up. So as a huge Briston fan, I have to say that all the scenes with Kristen this week for me that were enjoyable were the ones with Alex, and even the ones with Teresa were more enjoyable.
I did think the ones with Teresa were good, but I also think that Emily and Stacey work well together.
Yeah, I think so too. I think they
really
do.
I mean, maybe more. I know more so with Gwen, but Emily and Stacey do work well together, and I do.
I'm finally getting, it took me a while. You know that.
It's finally getting there?
I'm finally getting to where I see Teresa. It really took me a long time to see Teresa. You know how it's like when somebody's a recast and you're like, okay, I know they're calling that person this name, but that's not who I see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was experiencing that for a really long time. And I could recognize her acting choices were really good. There were things that went on when she slipped and when she was going through the emotions with Tate. And I could see objectively like her acting.
I thought she was really, really good, better with Tate than she has been. Like, it's like, I've thought a lot of times her scenes with Tate were very good. I've thought her scenes with Brady and Alex were a little iffy.
All along, I thought she's been good. It's just, I was having
trouble.
You're
finally seeing Teresa.
I couldn't see Teresa. I didn't see Gwen, and I didn't see Teresa. So all I was like, my brain was just not. And now I'm finally.
I do have to say there was one scene. There was one scene, and it's funny because you've mentioned this before. There was one scene this week where Brady was talking to Teresa, and it was the back of Teresa. And for a second, I actually said to myself, why is Brady talking to Kristen? And I was like, oh, it's Teresa. But it was the wig. It's the wig.
The wig
very
was so much
similar.
Like, it looks like Kristen's hair.
It looks like Stacey's hair.
It looks like Stacey's hair. What were they thinking?
Maybe they were thinking Brady has a type. Maybe they were thinking Brady has a type.
I guess, and but it's like, it doesn't even look like what Jen Lilly's hair was looking like.
No, nothing. It looks nothing like what Jen's hair was like.
So it's like, I don't get it. If she had to have this blonde hair because Jen was blonde, it doesn't look like Jen's hair. It looks like Stacey's hair. And then...
It does. It looks like Stacey's hair.
The red dress and everything. The one day I'm like, oh God, she's in the red dress. And she's got the Kristen hair. I'm like, what?
I don't know. There was just one day. There was just one day where I actually had to give you. I was like, there was a second I was like, I have to give Melissa. I actually, for a second, thought Brady was talking. Because it was the back of Teresa. And for a second, I'm like, why is Brady talking to Kristen all of a sudden? He was just with... I was like, oh, that's Teresa.
In the promo last week, I thought that Alex was kissing Teresa. I didn't think it was Kristen at first. And then I was like, I watched it again. I'm like, oh, that's Kristen.
Because it's like the hair. That hair. Like,
but
that hair really does look like Stacey's hair. You know, I didn't really notice it until you said that. But I will say I did have a moment.
It looks
like
Stacey's
that.
Hair.
So
that's been something that's bothered me the whole time. You know, plus the quick change. You know, it was hard for us to get used to when it was the Ben Alex quick change. And that wasn't even as quick, because remember, like, Ben left and there was a few weeks.
There was a couple weeks. Teresa just literally walked off.
Literally, it was the same episode.
It was intentionally done to be funny.
Yeah, it was intentionally done to be funny. But as viewers, I feel like it was a little hard. And so I just kept watching. And I kept being like, this is an amazing actress, but I'm not reconciling this as this character. So... Yeah, it wasn't just this week. The last, 2 weeks, I've been kind of like, okay, I'm finally starting to see the character. I still wish the hair was different, because it looks like Kristen's hair, and I don't like that. But who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a choice. The writers are subconsciously trying to say that Brady does really still want Kristen and is just trying to replace her. Although he doesn't seem like he wants Teresa. Like, in that
Brady
way.
Brady doesn't seem like he's into Teresa, really.
No, yet. He really doesn't. I thought it was going to play more like that, especially after they had that kiss, after she slipped. I thought it was going to really play like he wanted Teresa, but it's not playing that way either.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very interesting. It'll be very interesting to see what happens there. So, do you want to talk about the... Do you want to talk about the Tate change, or do you want to talk about the previews first? Because I feel like we have to talk about the Tate change coming.
Talk about the previews and promos, because you probably know those better.
Okay, so the promo had Johnny and Chanel, Tate and Holly. It had and it had the Brady and Holly scene where he screamed at Holly. It had somebody else in it. I think it had a bunch of Everett in it at the end, because it turned out that Jade is still married to Everett. Like, their divorce was never finalized, and so now she has to get basically Everett to sign, even though he doesn't even remember being married to her. But he did definitely have like an evil face in the preview too.
Oh yeah,
he had his like.
Menacing.
Like, he had some dark, menacing facial stuff. So I thought, well, I guess maybe we're finally getting there. I can't remember. I think there was something. I'm trying to remember the rest of it. I know I watched it, and I watched it twice. Tate and Holly are trying to still, like, play the star-crossed lovers. So, yeah. Next week, there is also... The spoilers, there's on Monday, there is a spoiler for Xander, where Xander basically, it says Xander begins to investigate who really shot Harris and finds an interesting piece of information. And then on Wednesday, there is a preview for that he goes to see Rafe to prove his innocence. So I think that he's actually going to get out of it pretty soon. However, I think there's a second piece of it, which we'll get to then. And then there is some spoilers there's some spoilers where Jade is blindsided, which I'm assuming is related to the stuff of finding out that Everett's still married to her.
Oh,
and
Rafe
seems like really upset that Everett's still married to her. Like, I understand why, but then
he's like, this is gonna get ugly.
he says this is definitely gonna get ugly. So there was that, and then
and that's when we see like the dark Everett face.
Yeah.
Like, and then kind of,
I don't know if there's any, like, the big ones were that, like, there's a bunch of Holly stuff still. Like, there's Holly makes the confession. There's, and then there's Tate gets to go home on Thursday. There's, he gets to go home. He gets to leave the halfway house. Brady gets to take him home. So,
I did see that spoiler about them taking Tate home.
So Brady and Teresa get to take Tate home. And then I'm trying to think of what else there was. There was definitely, yeah, there was definitely, that was definitely, I think that was, I'm trying to think of if there was other stuff. I think there was something with John and Constantine. Let me pull them up. Hold on. I had him earlier. I have an easy access to him. So yeah, so that's where we're at with those. Here we go. Oh yeah, so there's a couple different big casting things going on too. Which we'll talk about. But there's here we go. So there's Holly stuns everyone by confessing. Chad visits Abby's grave. Interesting one. Ava and Harris spend all day together in bed. Brady and Teresa.
I read that one and I was just like, ugh, really?
I have no desire to see that. Then there's Brady and Teresa bring Tate home. Marlena and Paulina bond. And Kate promises to free Lucas. So those ones are the big ones. Those are those ones. And then I think that was like pretty close to all of them. I do know that there was the, like I said, there was the Xander and Sarah ones, the two that I told you. There's some more Ava and Paulina ones. Let me look here. There's Marlena and Steve do their best to support John as he copes with what he's done. So that's another one. Then here, trying to find, you know, I had these. Yeah, so that's, I mean, we've talked about pretty much all of them, honestly, that I can see. So okay, that's where we're at with that. Then we have two fairly big casting things. I don't know if you saw the second one. The first big casting thing is obviously, and it's really sad. Everybody's really sad about it because we all thought he was so perfect. We all thought he was really, truly so perfect for the role of Tate. Jamie Martin Mann is exiting the role of Tate next week. He will be on Monday, and that is Tate's last day.
Is really sad.
Leo Howard, who is another actor, is taking over the role of Tate. I will be honest, I do not see it at this point. I guess I need to see his acting in the part. I will, of course, give him a chance. He just is nothing. He doesn't remind me of Brady or Teresa. And he's much older than Jamie. So there's a lot of things about him that I just am not sure I can wrap my head around.
Yeah, right? I mean, I know.
And did you hear about the Steven Schneitzer thing?
I did, because he played Julie's brother.
Yes, in the 70s.
Do you think it's for like the Doug
funeral? It's for Doug's funeral.
Okay, that's what I thought too.
He says he's only coming back, and he's trying not to spoil anything, but it's for a major event. I mean, come on, we all know for Doug's obviously. Funeral. So they're clearly doing something with Doug now.
I mean, we knew they were gonna have to address that, so that makes sense.
I had originally heard that they did not want to do it. This is what I had heard from like some inside things, is that they did not want to do it until Susan felt ready to do it.
Gotcha.
But I guess Susan decided she wanted to get it over with, so they are going to go ahead and get it done. So we'll have a new Tate, and he's unfortunately a permanent new Tate.
Wow, that's sad.
Well, so what happened with Jamie Martin Mann is that he wants to be on Broadway.
Okay.
And he had applied to the music theater program at the University of Michigan, which is one of the best ones in the whole country, and been waitlisted.
Okay.
And they unwaitlisted him. So he had to leave because he was going to school in Michigan. He could not.
Okay.
He couldn't figure out a way to do both. So he has exited the role of Tate.
Well, you know what? That's good. I mean,
it's a good, we're all happy for Jamie. It's just we're all sad to see him go because he was so perfect.
And you know what? To pass on an opportunity like that when he's in such an early stage of his career for a show where, you know, we don't know from year to year how much longer it's going to be around, would be
of
silly.
Course.
He needs to take that opportunity, and if that's going to get him to where
I did also see some images of New Tate just a little bit ago, and he's so much taller, which is like also jarring. I don't know. Everything about him is going to be jarring to me. He just doesn't. He isn't at all.
How come they're not making him wear a blonde man wig?
You know what's funny? You know what's funny?
His hair's a lot darker.
You know what's funny about that is that you were not the first person that said that to me. Claire actually said that to me too. Oh. Claire, you can ask her. We had a whole conversation about how she's about misogyny and how they make the women do these things with their hair. And
that
they just
is
make Leo dye his dark hair. Now, Claire that did is say
fun. I talked to Claire today on the phone for a little bit. That's
did
so
you
funny.
Well, she told me we had a whole conversation about it, but anyways, but then she did kind of defend the dark hair a little bit in one respect, because she said at the end of the day though, Shane is his grandfather, so him having really dark hair is believable because Shane has almost black hair, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not even about that, because you can have darker hair, like different, you know, people in your family
or whatever.
It's the
fact that if they're trying to match the previous actor, as they always are with the women.
Exactly.
Making Emily Blunt that looks nothing like Jen Lilly's hair, because, you know, for
but it's like
reasons.
She has to be blonde. But meanwhile, I was thinking to myself, like, when Jen Lilly first came out as Teresa, she had darker hair.
She had very dark hair.
She had dark hair. So I'm just kind of like, I don't understand why they didn't just let Emily use her regular hair.
Yes, I have found it again. I was looking for it earlier, and I found the picture of Tate again.
It would very jarring. I feel like it would have helped me see Teresa better if they had just let Emily use her hair. Because part of it is I was super distracted by that wig.
Well,
months.
See, here's the thing. I think that they didn't want to do that because I think they didn't want it to be too close to looking like Gwen's hair.
Yeah, but I don't know. To me, it was more distracting. And that's just my own personal thing. I felt like it was distracting for two reasons. One of them being that it looks like Kristen's hair. And secondly, I don't think it matches Emily's skin tone.
Yeah, it's very strange. I just sent you the two pictures of Tate.
Yeah, I just saw it. He looks too old to be Tate. Sorry.
Well, he's 26. I'll be honest, that's what it is. That's 99% of what it is. I just feel like I've seen some images of him. He, you know, he's engaged to Natasha, the actress that plays the temporary Sloane.
He doesn't look like a teenager.
He doesn't, and you know,
how
like,
old
I
is Jamie Martin, man?
19.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, and this is not rudeness, it's just what it is. Okay, there are 26-year-olds that can look like a teenage boy. And there are 26-year-olds that can't look like a teenage boy, and I don't feel like he's one of those 26-year-olds that looks like a teenage boy. And that's not an insult to him, because it's actually good that he looks mature. He looks 26. That's where I'm at with it. You know what I mean? He looks 26 to me.
Yeah, he does.
And it's no insult to him. Like, that, I'm not saying he looks old. I'm saying he looks 26. So it'll be interesting to see how we feel about all of that. So now there has been speculation about that for a long, long time surrounding him, because he followed most of the Daystars. Like, a lot of the Daystar cast started following him.
Yeah, that's right. Because you were kind of speculating. You had brought his name up to me a bit ago.
Last October, in October, about half the day's cast started randomly following him. And, you know, that's usually a indicator. people were thinking he might be Parker at that time.
Gosh,
they also thought it was really strange that he was Parker and Chloe was leaving.
Yeah, true. And you know what was interesting? Like, at Day of Days, they didn't have either, like, the Holly and Tate there.
They didn't have...
And so that maybe... I wonder if maybe they chose not to do that because Jamie had left and the other one had come, you know.
Yeah, and Leo had come. So we'll just have to see. We'll have to see if we like him. We'll have to see how we feel about him. I think he's going to be an interesting wild card because I think we were all really, 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 really into Jamie.
I know.
I've seen so many people that are like, oh, I'm so bummed about this. Like, and it makes me feel bad for Leo because, you know, and it's not like Jamie had to part a long time, so we shouldn't feel like... It's not like if they were recasting Sammy or if they were recasting, you know, somebody...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It'll be interesting. Well, Jamie just looked like a really good fit for being Eric's son, too.
Definitely, that's what it is. That's, like I said, we all just... He really looked like Eric. Honestly, he looks like Eric's sons. He really looks a lot like Eric's sons.
And he looks like a... Well, he is a teenager. He looks like a teenager because he is a teenager, you know?
He's 19, so...
This reminds me of, like, you know...
But here's the thing. I think Ashley pulls it off. Ashley pulls it off, and she's 23.
Okay, I think she does, too. But no shade to certain actors that were on, like, Beverly Hills 90210, but if you watch that back in the day, remember how, like, some of them were so old?
Oh God, Ian Zerling, and this is not an insult to Ian Zerling, but oh my God, Ian Zerling looks like he's like 30 in 90210, and he wasn't probably far off.
He wasn't even the oldest. He wasn't even the oldest.
I know the girl that played. Like, I know who was the oldest. It was Andrea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She.
Believe me, I know.
Even what's his name? Oh gosh, who he's Luke Perry. I think it was
Luke Perry.
Quite a bit older too. And then it was just funny because, like, Brian Austin Green was, like, the nerdy, skinny teenager, but it was really because he was the only one that was really a teenager.
He was really a teenager, yeah. And, you know, it's funny because, like, I remember when he was, married to Megan Fox, and people kept saying, oh, you know, he's so much older than Megan Fox. In reality, he was, like, less than 10 years older than Megan Fox, but it was because he'd been on Beverly Hills 90210, where all the other Beverly Hills 90210 stars were so much older.
They were all in their 20s. They were all in their 20s, and I think he really was only, like, 17 or something like that.
I'm not even sure if what's her name? Oh, God. What's her name? Gabrielle was even in her 20s.
I think she was in her late 20s.
Was she in her late 20s? I wasn't sure.
But you know what I remember reading once, too? That, like, Olivia Newton-John was, like, 29 when she played Sandy.
Played Sandy, Greece. Correct.
Yeah.
I knew that. I knew that.
Unusual. And it's funny story while we're talking about 90210, because I don't know if I've ever said this, but he did tell me this once at a fan event that Brian DeTillo was almost the Brandon character in 90210.
Yes, I remember hearing that. I remember telling me that. Wasn't it supposed to be him and his sister?
Yeah, I think so. That's what he was saying.
And then something happened.
So yeah, just didn't, you know how that kind of stuff goes. But anyway, so we'll see next week. We'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's see how it all goes, and we'll shake it out then.
We'll all shake right. It out. Well,
bye everyone.
Hopefully.